Questions for Steven and Mr. Paul?
I think how have you guys been able to slow this team down to 3 goals in 3 games?
I think we're just playing detailed and smart with the puck. You know, we're not trying to make plays at their blue line and feed into their game because they want turnovers. They want to go the other way and make odd man rushes. So we're just playing hard, detailed, getting pucks in and not feeding their rush.
Nick, what's going through your mind when you have no stick out there in the power play?
I'm just trying to get in lanes. You know, Tony played that great, played the seams. We know they like to throw seams. So Tony stayed seams, and I'm just fronting every shot, trying to block it. And I forget what happened there, but I end up coming out and being able to get out of that, so that was good.
Obviously, a successful kill gets the bench excited, but seeing the plays that McDonough made to keep the puck out of his net, how much more excited are you guys watching that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's special teams is huge, and it doesn't always go your way, but it can create momentum, and it can go both ways, so... You know, from the guys that are on the bench watching those guys out on the penalty kill, it's a big inspiration. You know, guys are sacrificing their body. They're putting it on the line every time they get out there. And obviously some huge kills in the game. I mean, it was a 2-1 game at the end there. Those guys were out there blocking shots. I mean, Max usually leading the way in that department. But it's everybody. It starts with Vassy, and then it comes on out and... it's huge. You could hear the crowd get into it after a big kill. We get into it just as much on the bench, so it's a huge part of our team's success.
Steven, you get that kill and then turn it around and get the goal. Was that the turning point of the game?
I mean, it certainly was a big goal for us. And like I said, you just feed off that penalty kill. So we go out there and Hedy, I think, makes a great stretch pass to Cooch, and then he makes a good play. So it was certainly a big goal. We like our game going into the third with the lead at this time of the year. And I thought we did a really good job again tonight of keep attacking, keep pressuring. Let's not sit back. They got too much skill to sit back. So we did a great job of that in the third.
Steven, in what Nick was saying about like making sure you don't speed your transition, how much of that is patience too, making sure you're
yeah, it's just patient. It's being smart. Like I said the other game, I mean, at this time of the year, it's about winning, and you need to do what's going to produce the wins. And it's not always pretty, and it's not always going to be the highlight plays. Although there are some, especially with 86 out there, but for the most part, it's just we have a game plan. Let's stick to it, and it's been successful, so why would we change that now? Let's go out and execute, and we've done a great job so far of executing.
Steven, even though you're leading 3-0, is there a sense of urgency to get the win tomorrow, especially with the beating that you guys have taken, also, you know, that point to your sidelines as well?
Well, I mean, the expectation coming into every game is to win, so we realize the challenge ahead. These guys are back against the wall. We've had this opportunity before, and it's the hardest one to get. So we understand that challenge, but we'll be ready. I mean, you know, we had an opportunity to do it in front of our home fans, feed off that. We know they're gonna give us their best effort. So we got to match that and then some, and just keep executing. I have confidence in this group that if we play the right way, you know, good things are gonna continue to happen.
Nick, I'm sure you thought you'd play a key role. You got the deadline move over here. Like, you see this coming as like 23 minutes in a game and like playing this much, or just what's this been like for you in your first playoffs to have this?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I'm always been that player. Wherever I need to be, that's what I'll do. You know, I've been pretty good on draws, so I think that's where a lot of my ice time comes, you know, getting in the circle there. But I mean, if I need to play center, left, wherever it needs to be, kills, I've been getting a lot of ice there. So I'm not really looking, trying to get as much ice as I can, and just trying to do my part to help the team win. So if that's left wing, center, PK, blocking shots, getting it deep, whatever my role needs to be, that's what I'm doing. So,
Steven, you talk about the recipe. You know, how big of a part of the recipe is the PK? Because when you look back at the past couple of years, maybe it's different guys, but that's been kind of a continuing theme of part of your success.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about special teams, and especially come playoff time, because usually there's not as many, and then those, you know, especially the penalty kills, you know, in key parts of games, in one goal games, you know, you're going to have that tonight. Another perfect example of that, and it can just feeds the energy on the bench. And you know, as a guy that you know, doesn't get out on the PK and watches those guys, I mean, it really is inspiring. You watch those guys, they're battling, they're blocking shots, doing whatever it takes. Those aren't easy minutes in a game. You know, you see guys coming back to the bench just gassed, grasping for air, and then they got to go right back out there. But that's just this group. It's just, you know, whatever guys are on the ice, we have full trust in that. And that, you know, some of that comes with experience at this time of the year. Some of that comes with going out and getting the right fits at the deadline and knowing, you know, the big roles that they're going to play at this time of the year. And it's just trust in each other that you're going to get the job done. And when you have trust in your teammates, that creates a lot of confidence, and it just progresses, and it snowballs, and you usually get good results.
Nick, what have you learned or appreciated about Vasilevskiy now as a teammate versus?
I mean, he makes the stop when you need it. You know, tight games, he makes it somehow, and it just puts the wind in our sail. You know, it gets us going. We want to play for him, and everything starts with that. So, I mean, he makes the first one, and we just got to clear the net for the second, third rebounds. But, I mean, he's the backbone right now. You know, he gives us that win in the sail, and then we go the other way, and it all starts with him. So he's been a huge part of this.
Steven, how exciting was it when a guy like Chernak doesn't always end up on the goal side of a score sheet to get one on?
Yeah, that's playoffs, right, guys? We talked about it, you know, so far. You never know whose night it's going to be at this time of the year. That's why it's so exciting. And, you know, our D play unbelievable hockey, and it's nice to see those guys get rewarded too.
Thank you.